Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, everybody. Ellis Cannon in for Lynn Hayes Freeland on KDK Radio. Been excited about this interview as the others through the course of the day, but there's a lot going on with the airport, and we welcome Christine Cassotis. Christina, I will say that it's always a pleasure to have you aboard, and there's a lot of things going on out there, so we appreciate you taking the time here to update us, and more particularly on the news, first about the Air Mall shops and restaurants, and then British Airways. So we'll tuck a lot in a fast period of time.
Okay, great to be here. Thanks.
My pleasure. All right, so the what is that the airport authority has hired Concession Planning International to take a look at the mix of retail at the Air Mall as well as some other things. Talk about what the goal, the objectives, and the whys are with that.
Well, we are always looking to make sure that we're doing everything we can to make the passenger experience as good as it can be. So we wanted a third-party look at what's possible, what's out there today, what should be, and how do we transition into the new facility that will open in 4 years. So this was really something we started quite a while ago, and we expect results soon in thinking about, you know, how we reimagine retail in some cases and look at the mix of local, national, international brands to make sure that they're right for Pittsburgh.
Whenever you and I have talked before, you've gotten back to that phrase at the very end consistently, what's right for Pittsburgh,
right,
from the way it looks to the way it interacts, mm-hmm, as a building, as a place for people to visit and more. Why has that been such an important point of emphasis for you?
Well, it's important for the people who come in from elsewhere to understand who and what Pittsburgh is right when they land, right when they come through the front door to this community. We want to make sure that it's represented well in the arts and culture, in the food, beverage, and retail, in the friendliness of staff, in the welcoming atmosphere. So it's just part of a bigger picture that Pittsburgh needs to be well represented as a facility and in its service offerings.
Yep.
And that allows for, again, for us to basically market the region from the moment people enter, and then for people who live here to, you know, to offer them parts of the community that maybe they don't have access to every day. Not everybody lives around all the shops and restaurants that we have to offer at the airport. So it just is a way of making sure that passengers get what they need, whether they're arriving or departing.
You really raise a great point, Christina, and that was the balance between those folks that are using it for personal or business purposes, but let's just say travel, and those that might be visitors or perhaps even at some level tourists.
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit about that balance and trying to make it work for both.
Well, first of all, we're all human beings, and it's amazing that the thing that drives passenger behavior is not necessarily whether you're traveling on business or leisure, but who you're traveling with. I'm a very different passenger when I travel with colleagues on business than when I travel alone on business. So understanding what the needs are for passengers and for people, depending on who they're traveling with and how they're moving about the airport, is a different way for airports and retailers to consider what's needed. You know, you're a different person when you're going home to visit your family alone than when you've got three kids in tow and one of them is in a stroller. So, you know, there are just different needs at different points along the journey, and we want to make sure that we are accessible to passengers, whether they have sensory and auditory issues, or they are able-bodied, but, you know, traveling in heels, or somehow with lots of kids in tow, whatever it is. We want to make sure that the facility works from an infrastructure and an accessibility perspective, and also from a service and product offering perspective.
Christina Kasotis is the CEO of the Allegheny County Airport Authority. I'm Ellis Cannon. You're listening to KDK Radio. We could go into such things as local offerings, such as, you know, Penn Brewery or Permane Brothers, and mixing things up into an experiential experience on the retail end, if you will. But I really don't want to miss out on this. This announcement concerning the British Airways, they're obviously a huge player. Talk a little bit about that.
They are one of the world's best, and the fact that they have chosen, after years of research, to come back to Pittsburgh and invest in this community with nonstop year-round air service to London is a big win for the region, and we're very proud of it.
Well, talk a little bit about that. Feel free to drill down on that, because, you know, there's a personal component. People can now go directly to London, Heathrow, and from a business perspective, I'm certain that that direct flight, not having to stop here and there, has got to be a great time saver and perhaps a big seller for you.
It's a big seller for the region in terms of inward investment for firms to either expand or locate here, knowing that that connection exists and knowing that British Airways, when it puts its stamp of approval on a community like it has on Pittsburgh, it really is saying that this is a community that is at the level that deserves this type of service. It's a worldwide player. It's on a global stage. And I think that there's a real opportunity for the community through the Convention and Visitors Bureau, through the economic development agencies, to really use that as a marketing incentive and as a selling point for the region. That's number one. Number two, it just, it's a huge time savings. And when we were over in London, we had a number of businesses with us, namely two Pittsburgh-based companies that actually helped make the parts of this Boeing 787. And what's really important about that, ATI and PPG, two Pittsburgh-based companies that are participating in the assembly and the construction and the making of this airplane, is without an airplane like this with only 214 seats, Pittsburgh couldn't get to London before because you had to fill a plane that had 400 seats. Mm. So this next generation aircraft that's been made possible by PPG, by ATI, Pittsburgh-based companies, that in itself is a message that is important to take around the world, which is Pittsburgh is still making things, and we're making things that are powering the next generation of commercial aircraft, which makes it possible for cities like Pittsburgh to be connected into major international destinations like London.
Christina, I always enjoy it. Let's get together soon.
Thank you. Always a pleasure, Ellis.
You got it. Christina Kasotis.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.